Ever wonder why some people seem to have effortless success, or I should say, attract success? Uncover the truth behind the power of networking and how, and I do mean how, it can change your career. If you're new to the channel, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, we don't want to complicate it. It just simply means Ed. My goal, my mission, what I like to do is unpack today's title, which is entitled The Power of Networking. Making meaningful connections. Again, the power of networking, making meaningful connections. Let's jump into point number one. Participate in online forums and discussion groups. Listen, family, this is one of the biggest things that I really enjoy doing, is just being part of a discussion group. And I want to put this caveat: you don't have to actually comment, but you get a chance to see what people are thinking, what are people addressing within their career. What for us is in project management, you have platforms like Reddit, Quora, Facebook groups, LinkedIn. There's some valuable places. And also, yours truly is creating something for you guys as well. And the importance of being able to do this, you're on a platform with like-minded individuals, meaning that, let's say, for instance, in our particular niche, we're talking here in project management and personal development, being around other people that get the jargon or can help you along in your journey. That's why, family, we created here the Magnetic Project School, or TMP School for short. It's already one person in there, so shout out to you, Kyle. I appreciate you being, taking advantage of it. I'm actually currently working with the team. We're building this out in a way for you to ensure you can get the best out of it. It's going to go live. It's going to be ready for you on March 9th. That's Saturday, March 9th. I'm trying to think, should I do something live, just to kind of show you kind of what's in there? But from a high level, let me give you kind of a concept what it is. So we're going to have six different classrooms. The first classroom is going to be one-on-one coaching. Hey, do you want to work with me one-on-one? Hey, no problem. We can work through that. Another classroom is going to be a career development. I see a lot of the family members reaching out to me via through the videos and saying, hey, I got this question regarding the captain, like which job. That is going to be for you right there, where we can interact, where it's faster. We can get and I can connect with you. And then if you see that you need one-on-one coaching, hey, that will be paid. But let me tell you the great thing about some of these things I'm mentioning. Some of these classrooms are going to be for the free, but there are also going to be classrooms that they will be paid. And I'm trying to work that out now to see what makes sense for what will be required to be paid for. There's going to be a classroom around mindset and personal development. And then, of course, we're going to get to the PM fundamentals and then advanced project management techniques, things that I'm not going to share here on YouTube. I will put it into that classroom and give you, family, I want to give you so much value that you're frustrated that you got so much value. What do you mean by that, ED? I know I got a smart audience out there. What I mean is that you're frustrated that you're saying, well, man, what took you so long to do this? And all I can say is my apologies. I hope it's working for you. But again, we'll have PM fundamentals, advanced project management, and then of course, leadership and team building. These are the core things that has helped me in my journey along in this thing that I hope you fall in love with, that I fell in love with, called project management. Okay, again, family, I thank everybody who's been subscribing, hitting that like button, and showing your boy some love, because it's for free. All you have to do is hit that like button and subscribe button, and we move forward. All right, point number two, be authentic. Be your authentic self. I'm not saying keeping it real. That's not what I'm saying, because I know sometimes people get that. What I mean is, when you are interacting with new contacts, share your true interests and your goals. Like me, I'm being transparent with you when I told you about the magnetic school. Yes, it's going to be for free, but there's going to be certain aspects that are paid. I do have a ulterior motive. That meaning is that I want to help people that are looking to either transition into project management, or that are already, new project managers, but just want some more consultation and how they can become better and finding their own aha moment. But getting back to being authentic, being your authentic self, family. I mean, just being who you are. If you're, and you know, like I always share with you, what my mom or grandma shared to me before is, you know, there's a time and place for everything. So being your authentic self is being, if you are in a professional setting, you need to be professional. If you're in a more of a laid back setting and is, you know, is not that type of environment, then yeah, of course. But again, family, being authentic is going to take you further than anything that I can imagine when it comes to this. Point number three, offer genuine support. Do you know that it's so interesting that you don't see that nowadays? I remember when there was a time where you could offer your skills and your time to connect with someone, and in return, it was almost like a bartering situation where it's like, hey, I'll do this for you if we can connect and you do this. And do you know how many mentors that I've been able to get because of that? That's a quick tip for you. If you want to work with somebody or mentorship or anything like that, offer genuine support. Like literally say, how can I help? Because when you're exchanging your time to help someone else, because we all know time is something you'll never get back. So when you are genuinely providing your time and really providing that really true support there, you never know what opportunities that could come out of that. All right, let me move on. I don't want to beat that up. Point number four, informational interviews. What are informational interviews? You know, reach out to people that you admire of whatever they're doing and ask for short meetings about their experience and advice. But here's another caveat. Here's something, let's park. I wish I had a parking sound. But no, seriously, oh, that's brakes, right? But really, family, when you reach out to people that you say, let's say you reached out to me, let's use me as an example. You say, hey, I would love to interview you. I have a podcast and, you know, I'm around personal development, project management. Great. How many episodes do you have? Oh, I don't have any. We got a problem. See, family, the thing is what I just addressed previously, your time is a very crucial asset. This is something I will never get back. If that's the case, I want to make sure that you're just as committed, as just as serious as I am about showing up and giving you the best of what I have inside of me. And I'm asking you to meet me at the same place. So don't give me a half interview. Don't really go. I mean, basically what I'm saying, family, is making sure you go and do your homework, because it's going to be accountable and responsible on your end to ensure that this is happening. So I say all that to bring us back to the point of, if you decide to do these informational interviews, make sure you let the person you're interviewing, what's in it for them, and because we already know what's in it for you, but let them know what's in it for them. Say, hey, I'll record everything. I'll clean everything up. I'll send you a polished interview. So all you have to do is upload upload it to your channel or wherever you house your particular platforms that you're on. So again, be respectful of their time and prepare. I wish I could tell you how many times people reach out like, hey, I would love to work with you. And I'm like, all right, great. I'm all for it, because that gives me an opportunity to test some things out. I've been testing out here and see how it transpires with other communities. And you get to talking with them and you're like, nah, they're not really committed. They're interested. And, you know, I want to work with committed people versus interested people. Okay, I'll get off of that. Point number five, attend industry and non-industry events. A lot of people won't tell you non-industry events. They'll say industry. I've been guilty of that until I realized that non-industry events that are not applicable to what you do will help you. I'll give you an example, because that's what we do here. One of the things that I attend every year is a marketing event called Funnel Hacking Live. Why do I attend this event? Well, because there's marketing. You are marketing and sales. That's the skill set you're always going to need, especially as a project manager. How have I been able to take what I learned at Funnel Hacking Live and really apply it to an email that I send out, or to when I'm connecting with someone one-on-one or in a group setting, whatever that setting is? It's been valuable to me. It's something where, again, you get to watch people make live presentations, give you really good content, and you're like, okay, how can I incorporate that in my business? So that's why I say non-industry events, meaning industries that are not aligned with your industry, but you still can leverage. There's something there that you can leverage. Now, of course, the industry events, you want to attend those as well, because that is going to keep you up to date of what's going on with the trends in project management or in personal development. All right, point number six. Mentorship. Now, you guys know how I feel about this. So if you've been following me for a minute, do you know what I'm about to say here? If you don't, well, here we go. I recommend you get a paid mentor. Mm-hmm. I think you should get both, a paid and non-paid, but mostly get a paid mentor. Get someone to coach you one-on-one, someone to mentor you one-on-one. Why are you keep saying paid? You're just trying to get some money from us. Well, okay, if that's how you feel, but that's not what I'm here for, but I do want to eat. I mean, my baby needs some new shoes, right? So what I'm saying, though, family, on a serious note, is that reason why I'm saying get a paid mentor, because when you pay for something, when you vote, as they say, vote with your wallet, you're saying I have an expectation of myself, meaning as the mentee, and then of the mentor, I'm saying, hey, I value you. Because I value, I'm willing to pay whatever that price is. So you wouldn't have any problem paying if you needed something connected. Let's say, for instance, if you have an iPhone and you didn't buy the Apple Care, and they're like, hey, it's gonna cost X amount for you to fix the problem or the issue, then if you look at it that way, then why wouldn't you invest in yourself something that if a mentor poured into you, that piece of nugget or those nuggets that where you, if you're looking to get into project management, or if you're already a project manager or a project coordinator, help take your career to the next level. I don't see what would be wrong with that. I would think you would want to pay, give them even more. Say, man, look, just that piece of advice you gave me, help me 10X this or help me 20X that, whatever that thing is. So again, I recommend both a paid and a non-paid. But again, your paid mentorship, paying your mentor is going to be huge. So if your mentor say, hey, this is my price point for this, pay it. It'll be worth it. I pay for mentorship. I'm currently paying for mentorship because I believe in it so much. I don't come on here and tell you things that sound good or what other people say. I'm telling you what I'm living and I'm doing, because I want more project managers in this space. I want people to make that transition from project coordinator to project manager. I want people that are thinking about even getting into this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, that they understand, okay, this is what I'm up against. So that is the purpose of this channel. I don't know why I'm so hyped right now. I'm sorry, family, but I'm not. Anyway, point number seven, connect with speakers at the event. This is key. Family, when you're going to these events, after attending like a talk or a seminar, reach out to the speaker with specific comments and questions about their presentation. So what does that mean? You're going to have to take notes. What does that mean? I always recommend finding 3 points. 3 points is something that is very easy to remember. 3 points that really got you as far as what you liked about that particular speaker and what really resonated with you, that you're going to watch this, family, because a lot of people don't talk about this, that what you're going to do is take that information and apply it right away instead of, I don't know how many books of notes I've taken before, and then I look back a year later like, man, I didn't use any of this. So it's important to be able to apply what you're writing down so that speaker knows, oh, this person is committed. They're not interested. They're not just trying to sweep me up so that basically they can get something out of me. No, they're being really genuine. Remember, I talked about it. Second point is being authentic. And being authentic is mean being genuine. Point number eight, I call this tools of networking. Listen, family, two of the things, if you decide to get into this networking thing, what I hope that you do, make sure, and I recommend that you get a digital business card as well as a physical card. You know what, in the magnetic project school, we will be talking about tools and things for networking and tools and software that I recommend that I'm actually using. So I want you to check that out. All right. I have two bonus. Well, actually I have one bonus, and then I have my closing remarks. Work on an elevator pitch, 1 to 2 minutes. Reason why I say work on an elevator pitch. If you are somebody that, let's say you're just getting into project management and you're a project coordinator or a business analyst or, or are you just making a transition from you were a teacher and now you're getting into project management? Work on how your skill sets that you've had before are transferable. Work on how you will be able to provide value. 1 or 2 minutes, that's it. What's valuable about you? What do most people say about you when they talk about you? Like, oh man, you know, that Leroy, man, he's really good at leading people, or he's really good at putting presentations together and delivering. What is that thing or things that people talk about when they talk about you? All right, my closing remarks, family, I have three and we'll close out. First of all, like I stated before, work on that elevator pitch. If you're somebody that is actually a business person and you, this will be key for you. If you're somebody looking to get into this profession, and you have an opportunity while you're networking and they say, hey, so what do you do? Hey, this is what I do. And make it 1 or 2 minutes. Point number two on the closing remarks, tools of networking. I'm recommending a digital and physical business card. Why do I say a digital and physical business card? Well, a digital, the reason why I say both, I learned there was an incident where, for some odd reason, don't know what was going on that day, just my phone was acting really funny. So having the ability to still give a physical business card and then then writing down, hey, with their information in, then I could go back and plug it into my digital app that I have for business card. Or you may be out somewhere and you may not have your phone, which you most of the time we do, but I always like to have a backup, family, if you can't tell by now. And then the last and final one, be authentic. Just be the best version of yourself when you're out here networking. It's been your boy ED. I truly appreciate you watching me today. And if anything that comes up, any questions, comments, or anything, leave it in the comments and stay tuned for March 9th, that's, I do believe, is on a Saturday, we will be having the Magnetic Project Manager School. And I hope that I'll be able to help some people out there. Until next time, I'm out.